U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has received assurances from Israel it will do what it can to help facilitate Palestinian elections scheduled for early January. Secretary Powell has repeatedly spoken of a moment of opportunity, and he's come to the area to try to get Israelis and Palestinians to seize it. Washington strongly supports Palestinian plans to hold elections January 9th to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat and wants Israel to do its part to allow those elections to take place freely and without interference. Mr. Powell met Monday morning with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and then with Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom.
Palestinians will need access for candidates to move around, for people to get to polling places. And we didn't get into the specifics or the timing of actions that Israel might take, but they understand what the need is.
Foreign Minister Shalom promised support as long as it does not jeopardize Israeli security.
Israel will do everything it can in order to ease the conditions for the Palestinians to have their own elections. And it includes, of course, freedom of movement.
Mr. Shalom did not specify whether Israel would actually withdraw its troops from Palestinian areas as called for by Palestinian leaders. Secretary Powell also called on both sides to live up to the commitments they made under the Roadmap Peace Plan, which was launched a year and a half ago but never got off the ground. He said the Palestinians must halt violence.
What we really need is for the Palestinian side in this new era to speak out clearly against terrorism and to gather in all of the elements of the Palestinian community and make it clear to them that it is time to stop all incitement, to stop all violence. And if they do that, and what I've heard from my Israeli colleagues this morning, is that they will act in kind. That's what we're looking for, both sides, to be able to act in concert with one another and in a responsible manner.
Mr. Powell followed up his talks in Jerusalem with a visit to the West Bank city of Jericho, where he met with the new interim Palestinian leadership, including PLO chief Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ahmed Korea. Later on Monday, the secretary flies to the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh for an international conference on Iraq. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.